.net on the internet.
Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the image of the invisible God. He points us to our destiny. He reveals the dignity of the human person. He is the one who makes known the Father. Christ is the answer.
Fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, the program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I hope you had a wonderful and restful weekend, an opportunity to get to Mass and to celebrate the Eucharist and to come together with the community of God's people, you know, the call, the church. We come to Mass. It's so important. We think about what's happening there at Mass and the gift that's present. So much of the Christian life of what really matters, the real gold and the value of what's there, requires spiritual eyes to see. It requires faith. It requires the help of God to give us, through the grace of the Holy Spirit, faith, conviction, real knowledge that what Jesus has said to us is real and it's true. And there's no place on the planet that so exemplifies the need to have spiritual eyes and to have the eyes of faith, and that without that, without seeing through the eyes of faith, we miss the most precious thing. Here at Mass, it can seem so ordinary. It can seem almost, for example, it's like drudgery or boring or whatever. But it's boring to those who don't understand what's happening. They're disconnected from it. Their hearts are not yielded. Their mind, their spirit is not connected to what the Lord is doing there. The Lord loves faith. Without faith, Scripture says it's impossible to please God. Faith is that profound childlike trust and abandonment of ourselves, a radical abandonment of our lives and trust to God, that what God says to us is true and it's trustworthy. And so the Lord says to us, my body is real food, my blood is real drink. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall not have life within you. So here we are at Mass. The whole world, it's all over the world. It's an amazing thing to think about. In little villages in Africa, on the North Pole, in Ann Arbor, Michigan, in Los Angeles, California, in Sao Paulo, Brazil, the whole world. This sacrifice is being offered. And this is as God willed it. Because the sacrifice that's being offered is the representation of the one-time death of Jesus Christ on the cross in Calvary, the deed that has saved the world. The sacrifice for sin, the precious blood of Jesus Christ is offered to cleanse everyone who comes to him, to cleanse every mind and heart of the stain of sin. It's the power that allows us to become sons and daughters of God. It's Jesus Christ snatching us out of the hands of the devil. It's stripping the kingdom of darkness of its ultimate power and reign that it's seeking. It's humiliating the devil. It's breaking his power. It's putting him in his place. It's making it possible for the kingdom of God to be established on earth. And that's what happened in the work of Jesus Christ and the establishment of the church. And friends, when we participate in that Eucharist at Mass, we celebrate and we rejoice and we say amen. And we give glory to the Father for the deed that's been accomplished in his faithful Son. We say to the Father, Father, we believe. We thank you. You are the Holy One, the Holy, Holy, Holy One, and have sent your Son to save us. And we receive that gift of salvation, that free gift, and we rejoice and we sing. And Father, now we feed, we believe, we come to receive the Word and the Eucharist who tell us of your salvation and give us a share in the Word of Jesus and the body and blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. And we affirm it and we rejoice in it. We receive it for our strength so that we can go forth. Ite missa est, go, make disciples of all nations. That's what's happening at the end of Mass, the sending that happens there. It's the strengthening of the faithful. It's the strengthening of the disciples. It's seeking first the kingdom. It's honoring the Lord's day. It's worshiping him with all our heart, being united to him, being fed, strengthened by him, sinful, broken people coming to the Lord and being sent by him. Oh, it's so easy to miss it. Think about how many people who are baptized who don't go to church anymore. They don't get it. They don't see it. Their minds are unconverted. It comes down to what we talked about last week. Last week, all week long, about the spiritual battle, the spiritual combat. And the devil's strategy, Scripture's so clear, friends, is always to veil our eyes. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, to veil our eyes so we cannot see the light of the glory of God shining on the face of Jesus. So we can't see Jesus. We can't see the meaning, who he is and his coming, his entire uniqueness, his lordship and majesty, his victory, his glorified humanity. The devil doesn't want us to catch a glimpse of that. He wants to keep selling us fool's gold. He knows we're desperate. He knows we're looking for satisfaction, internal satisfaction, consolation, escape, whatever. He knows we're searching for it. He knows how vulnerable we are, so he serves up fool's gold. Ah, you'll find it here. You'll find it here in the radical pursuit of money. If you get a boatload of money, you will have arrived, and everything you long for, it will be within your grasp, and you can make it happen. Or if you can get into that social set, if you can be a part of those people, those happening people, become one of them, you can escape the herd, and you can be part of that unique, select inner circle. So pursue that, you're going to be happy. Or to pursue that man. Oh, if you could have that man instead of the man you married, then you're going to be happy. You made a mistake with this guy. Here's the way out. Here's the road to happiness for you. Pursue that guy. Whatever it is, friends, we can go on and on. And that's what the devil serves up, because he knows how desperate we are. And he wants to veil our eyes and to set us on a path that's moving away from the Lord, so we miss all of what's unfolding from the kingdom of God. I ended the program last week by just talking about accepting the diagnosis of Jesus. How can we, if the theme last week was on the words of Pope Francis, that the Christian life is really a combat. He's just echoing the teaching of Jesus and the apostles. It's a militant endeavor, is what he's saying. And a real test for each person who considers themselves a follower of Jesus, the real question is to ask, am I living the life that I've been called to? Do I live each day like it's a spiritual combat? Do I arm myself for that battle? As St. Peter said, be alert, be sober. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around seeking someone to devour. Do we know what it means to arm ourselves for that battle? How do we live that battle out each day? I want to say a little bit about that today and tomorrow and this week, about how now to engage in that battle so we can live victorious lives, so in following Jesus. And so there's a lot I could say. I think for me, I wanted to take up Proverbs chapter 3 today. There's a few verses there that I think are very telling, and we see it in the life of Jesus. But chapter 3, verse 5 through 8. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. There's a beautiful promise, an exhortation and a promise. The key for us is to trust God. Often when I think about Jesus' passion, his death on the cross, and what he's communicating to us, hanging there on a cross with the bleeding body, stripped naked, humiliated, hanging from that cross with his arms stretched wide. And what he's saying to us is, trust the Father, even to the point of death. Don't be afraid. Believe him. Trust in him. Trust in him with all your heart. Look at the pierced heart of Jesus Christ, and blood and water flowed. His heart was poured out in trust to the Father. Even though people were standing there saying, you know, come down from the cross, where's your God? What kind of God could you follow that would allow this to happen to you? And Jesus said in his last words, in those words as he's hanging from the cross, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. They're stupid. They're foolish. They're blinded. They're trapped in sin. They don't know you. They don't trust you. But I trust you, Father. He commends his spirit to the Father. He gives his heart to the Father. He gives everything to the Father. And from the cross, friends, he's saying, look at me. This is the only way to happiness. This is the only way to find yourself. This is the only road to fulfillment. This is what it means to be a human being. My Father made you. He made you for a purpose. He made you on purpose. He made you to be his child, his son, or his daughter. He's calling you to trust him. And I'm here as your elder brother, as his son, to say, trust him with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding, because your senseless mind has been darkened. You're surrendered to futility in your life, as St. Peter the Apostle said to us, right? So trust him. Give him your heart. Acknowledge him in all your ways, in everything you do each day. Is what you're doing consistent with God's plan for your life? Are you walking the path that he set before you, the call to holiness? Are you seeking holiness? Are you seeking first his kingdom? Are you putting him first? Are you relating to your neighbor as he's called you to? Are you loving your neighbor with patience and kindness and mercy and humility, washing his feet? Because he said, if you rely on your own insight, you're going to be lost. But instead, trust the Lord in the insight he gives to you and the revelation he brings to you. And so acknowledge that revelation by how you think and how you speak and how you live. And if you do that, the promise is here. He will make your path straight. You may be listening to the program feeling like, oh man, my paths are crooked. Nothing's working out in my life. I don't know what to do. I'm broken. I'm lost. I'm afraid. Acknowledge him in all your ways, friends. Seek him. Verse 7, be not wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It's a big problem in our culture today. Everybody's wise. We're all wise in our own eyes. We're defining our own reality. We're setting our own course. We're actually just following the herd, but we're insisting on our own way. This battle of trust. The passage tells us in verse 8, if you trust the Lord, it'll bring healing to your flesh and will refresh your bones. Friends, you can take this to the bank. This is the word of God. Don't lean on your own understanding, but trust the Lord and the Lord's plan for your life with all of your heart, and he's going to make your path straight. He's going to make a path straight to home. He's going to bring you right to the Father's house. If you lean on him and you trust in him, he will bring you home, and you will have your heart's desire. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? I take a look at